the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features there for free. Those other talk show hosts in the industry, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. You'll find that we've got more for free than they'll charge you for. I guarantee you. At freetalklive.com. So enjoy that. Of course, we are here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. But to start things out tonight, Mark, we are going to do something that I have a natural disinclination for.
It's because you're kind of a stick in the mud and you like things the way you like them.
Yeah, I don't like to follow suit. I don't like to jump on the bandwagon. With this talk radio business is a business of people that kind of ape whatever it is Rush Limbaugh's doing, right? I mean, as a general statement, they're kind of
it does seem like
they're clones.
I don't know if I think they all listen to Rush and then say, hey, let's do the show that Rush just did. But they do tend to talk about the same issues,
yeah,
and pound home the same issues over and over again. And you know, that's the 90% of them that are conservative. The other 10% of the liberals, they listen to the conservatives and they say, no, you're wrong.
So when you suggested before the show, as we were discussing what we're going to talk about, when you suggested to this topic, I thought, oh man, because I've seen these industry newsletters. I get the industry publications from,
sure,
like Talkers Magazine, and they've been talking about how the number one topic on talk radio for the last 4 weeks or something like,
yeah,
that has been this mosque controversy.
Yeah.
And just to let everybody know, throughout the last week, we do this show six nights a week. This is our Saturday show. Throughout the last week, we have talked about the mosque thing, I think, all of zero times.
Right, I think so, too.
Okay, so just to make sure that it's clear. And it's because we've talked about it once a few weeks ago when it first, kind of the controversy first started. We touched on it, and I felt like, okay, that's done. But people are still talking about it. Ron Paul's now come out with a statement about it. And maybe it is worth mentioning again.
Right. And I think it's important that the take that Ron Paul has, it's the same take that I had. No surprises there. And it's, mm-hmm, generally they're going to be very similar. But I think he really knocks it out of the park. I'm just going to take an excerpt of what he's said.
Where's
here.
This from?
This is actually it's from AJC.com. So
okay.
He says the debate should have provided conservative defenders of property rights with a perfect example of how the right to own property also protects the First Amendment rights of assembly and religion by supporting the building of the mosque. So conservatives really should support the building of the mosque because conservatives support people's right to property.
No, they don't.
Well, yeah, it's the lie they tell themselves.
Ah, okay.
But conservative, you know, they have very few principles when it comes to this area,
yeah,
and they can be manipulated by the demagogues like anybody else.
Well, right. Normally, when you listen to what a conservative might want in general, like if you ask them generally, what is it that you believe in, they might say something like lower taxes,
smaller government.
Yeah, smaller government, and of course that you would think that that means I would have more control.
Return to the Constitution, which promises life, liberty, and property.
Mm. Yeah, so I would agree with you, Mark. I mean, having come from that particular viewpoint myself many moons ago,
same here.
That's kind of what I always thought. But I guess this whole mosque thing has really outed them for what they really are, right?
Yeah, it absolutely is. It is out of them absolutely.
Control freaks.
Control freaks, people that hate other people with different viewpoints of their own, than their own. It's supposed to be about sensitivity. Have sensitivity to me and my religion.
Isn't that ironic?
Right?
Boy,
what about me? I paid for the lease on this building. Well, have some sensitivity to me.
But isn't that ironic? I mean, doesn't that sound kind of like a liberal position? You know, being sensitive. Normally, the conservatives, I remember listening to, like, Rush Limbaugh when I was a kid.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh would say, you're supposed to think, you're not supposed to feel.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not against feeling and empathizing and things
like that.
I'm not against that. I'm just saying that, you know, it was always my impression that conservatives were real, you know, hardcore and
right,
tough about, we don't feel, we don't care, we're conservatives.
Well, the way I was taught was that it's about critical thinking. It's about applying reason and logic, and then you'll come out with conservative principles. And in this case, that's not what it's about at all. It's about being sensitive to the ideas of what happened on 9/11, which is a couple of blocks away. Exactly how many feet, how much sensitivity, and I want to know in yards, how much sensitivity do I need to have? Because should I have 100 yards worth of sensitivity? Well, do I need to have 1,000 yards of sensitivity?
Does it scale down as you get further away from the sensitive zone? I mean, does it become less and less that you have to be?
Right. Can all the so only mosques in America be in Dearborn, Michigan? I just don't know.
So what does it Ron Paul has to
say? Instead, we hear lip service given to the property rights position while demanding that they need to be sensitive. It requires an all-out assault on the building of the mosque, several blocks from ground zero. Just think of what might have happened if the whole issue had been ignored and the national debate stuck with war, peace, the economy, and prosperity. There certainly would have been a lot of less emotion on both sides. The fact that so much attention has been given to the mosque debate raises the question of just why and driven by whom. In my opinion, it's come
I think it's because people can't leave others alone. Whether it's so-called liberals or so-called conservatives, they just can't leave people who are different from them to their own devices, to their own decisions, to their own property, to make their own choices for themselves. They have to have a say. They have to come in there with their men with guns from the violent monopoly called the New York City government or the feds or the state government, and they have to have their say in a violent fashion about not only do they have to have their opinion, but also they're willing to enforce their opinion on other people.
Now, you know, I guess this begs another question. And, you know, for one, people are all worried about this mosque when there's all kinds of peekaboo, you know, shops around in that same vicinity. People where you can get hand jobs and buy porn and negligees and things like dirty, dirty little places. They got gay bars all around there, but we can't have a mosque. Now, one thing about mosques that irks me. 5 times a day and real darn early in the morning. So they've got some recording or some guy on there going, Allah Akbar!
Is that right? They play that outside?
You know, yeah. They're blaring this crap out into the street, and it's annoying, okay?
Now, churches have bells there.
Now, if you're going to ring your bells at 5 a.m., I think it's 5:45 or something like that. I'm certainly no good Muslim. I have no idea what time these people do their hollering through the microphone. The bells, if you're ringing the bells by my house at 6 a.m., I'm going to have a problem with that, too. And I think it's about being kind to your neighbors. As far as I'm concerned, yes, I understand some people work at night. Those people, I think, are responsible for wearing earplugs when they sleep during the day. But during the day, at some reasonable hour, I suppose it's okay to play your recording of the guy hollering through the microphone and you play your bells.
We are talking about New York City where there's constantly noise.
Yeah, right. You can't sleep at all in that place. I don't know how they do it.
Oh, you can. You just adjust to it.
God. The sirens going down.
The people that are from New York City and then they move out to like the countryside are very strange. You know, they're very surprised by how quiet things are and they're not used to it. They're used to having noise. I remember hearing about somebody who was living in New York City who had to like get a cassette tape, back when they had cassette tapes, and play the sounds of the city in order to go to sleep at night.
So let me finish with what Ron Paul has said. So it's the neoconservatives. They never miss a chance to use hatred towards Muslims to rally support for the ill-conceived preventative wars. A select quote from soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq expressing concern over the mosque is pure propaganda and an affront to their bravery and sacrifice. The claim that we are in the Middle East to protect our liberties is misleading. To continue this charade, millions of Muslims are indicted, and we are obliged to rescue them from their religious and political leaders. And we're supposed to believe that abusing their liberties here and pursuing unconstitutional wars overseas will solve their problems.
So I guess there's this groundswell of people that want to do everything possible to prevent these people from building
these mosques.
They're
having protests. They're out there protesting, which is fine. As far as I'm concerned, if you're on public property and you're not impeding foot traffic or car traffic.
But ideally, they would like to use the power of the government to prevent this, wouldn't they? I mean, don't you think?
I'd say the vast majority of them want to do exactly that.
So if you're one of those people that doesn't believe that this mosque should be built, or anywhere should a mosque be built, if you don't believe that should be the case, and you supposedly believe in property rights, how do you reconcile that? 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to share your feelings on this or whatever it is that's on your mind. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. And the number again, 800-259-9231. You take control.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the live Saturday edition, and tonight it's Ian
and Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the number. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find things like our Shrine of Female Listeners. Just added three ladies to the Shrine today. You can see that over at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, you can become a part of the Shrine. The details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Tired of reading about the loss of liberty? Now, for the first time, a novel showing how liberty can realistically triumph. Progress by Charles Stample. Order a copy from Amazon or for a free PDF of Part 1, write progressanovel@gmail.com. It's progressanovel@gmail.com. And experience a libertarian revolution. When you're there on Amazon, just search for Progress and Charles, and you'll get it.
You know, speaking of liberty and triumphing, the only way liberty is ever going to triumph, the only way we're ever really going to have true freedom, is for people to start understanding that in order for them to be free, in order for you to be free, you have to allow other people to be free too. Because as long as you're trying to control what other people do with their property and their money and their time, then you will find yourself controlled. And there's no doubt about that, because that's what we see happening. The government is this violent monopoly that allows different people of different interests to essentially enforce their viewpoint on other people. And then eventually those people get thrown out of power and the other people get put into power. And then they enforce their viewpoint on the people that had been enforcing
their viewpoint.
Right,
it's a cycle of abuse. You know, at first the bully kicks sand into the one guy's face. Then he goes out and works out with Charles Atlas, and he comes back and he kicks sand in the bully's face. And then the bully says, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to go work out with Lou Ferrigno. And he goes and works out, and he comes back, and he kicks sand in that guy's face. And he's completely justified, because forget about the time when I kicked sand in his face first. He kicked sand in my face the last time. So I am justified.
Yeah. And so it just continues on and on. And so that kind of gives us, I guess, a summation of brings us up to this discussion of the mosque, where people are freaking out because somebody wants to build something they don't like.
A church that's different than their kind of church.
Hey, if you don't like it, you don't have to go to the church there. Or if you really, really, really don't like it, you could go and get together with other similarly intolerant-minded people, and you could build your own community. You could go, like, they got the
Could buy the property. You know, this is what no one's even suggested here is, hey, that mosque and community center would certainly sell if they, in fact, own. I don't even know if it's a rental situation or an ownership situation.
Yeah, but they can't buy the entire strip of whatever section of New York. I mean, most people can't afford to buy all the property to keep it all a mosque up.
Opinion really only counts on your property, though.
They could go set up there. What I'm saying is, Mark, if they wanted to insulate themselves from all the nudie shops or the mosques or whatever it is that's offensive to them, they could just create their own community, and they could allow in. Remember the Ave Maria guy, the guy from Domino's Pizza?
He
built his own community, and it's like a Catholic town, basically. So if Walgreens wants to come in, they don't allow them to sell contraception, for instance. I mean, they have their own little repressive community. And so do that. Instead of complaining about what other people are doing, go and build what it is that you want. Anyway, let's continue here with your thoughts. You're welcome to share them. Because my question earlier was, if you purportedly believe in property rights, but also believe that somehow these people shouldn't be able to build their mosque, how do you reconcile that? Share your thoughts. Let's go to the phones and the fun and talk to Red, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA FM. Hello, Red.
Hey there. At risk, I know when I hang up, I'm going to get to be rated as some kind of intolerant, but I'm really a libertarian, and I love Ron Paul. I'm a little disappointed about this mosque issue, though, and I'll tell you why. The person who initiated this protest against the mosque, the woman named Brigitte Gabriel, who started Act for America, she was a Lebanese woman who was a Christian who learned the definition of intolerance when her town was bombed out by Muslims who were taking over Lebanon at the time. Her concern is that not that there's a mosque going up in a particular place. It's not the building of a mosque is not the issue. The fact that a group with terrorist money is building a mosque as a symbol of victory over an ideology that they consider that they were
terrorist money. That's quite a problem. That's quite an allegation.
How do you know this money is terrorist? Have you followed it all over the world?
I'm sorry?
How do you know this money is terrorist money?
Well, you're a pretty educated guy, and so am I. This is Hamas-backed money.
Based on what?
I mean, look, these people have donated from all different areas. And, I mean, sure, there are some people that might belong to Hamas that have donated. But, you know, there are people that work for the government that have donated to churches.
But, I mean, come on, let's be real. This is Hamas-backed money.
No, it's not. Let's not be real. You can't say, hey, you're educated. This is Hamas-backed money. You can't prove that. And, you know, these people are going to be far better at hiding their money. You'd never be able to make the statement.
They can open the books and I'll prove it.
Who's going to open the books?
Why should they open the books?
Why should these people open their books to you? Look, the government steals money from people every single day and builds giant buildings with it. I don't see you protesting that.
Well, if it was terrorist acts, you know,
they are terrorists. They'll take your house away. They'll put you in jail if you don't pay. That doesn't sound like a terrorist to you.
The government people are the terrorists you really need to be concerned with. The whole idea that there's all these Muslim terrorists running around looking to kill Americans is just backed up by nothing because there aren't any terrorist acts happening. I'm sorry, hold on one moment here. The government is regularly threatening people with violence. That's what they do. They threaten people with violence for political gain. They are terrorists.
The government is backing Islam up. I mean, they're sending basically Islam is becoming the default religion in this country. And
what are you talking about? You are out of your mind. There are less than 1% of Americans that are Islamic, and you're talking about it becoming the default religion?
Well, sure it is. I mean, our president
if this was a church, you wouldn't be complaining. So don't talk to me about this being the default religion.
Now, how do you know I wouldn't be complaining?
There's a church built right next to the Oklahoma City. There was a church built right next to the Oklahoma City building. Timothy McVeigh was a nominal Christian. Did you complain about that?
Well, I mean, if the Inquisition was going on right now, I'd complain about it, sure.
What the heck are you talking about?
The Islamic Inquisition is going on right now, and I'm complaining about that.
What Inquisition are you referring to?
How many Islamic people have drug you off someplace and threatened to cut your head off?
Islamic victories across the world. It happened in Turkey, it happened in Lebanon, it happened in New York City. I mean, just open your eyes.
Victories? Islamic
victories? There seems to be a major communications breakdown here, and I thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So
they built mosques in Turkey, and I'm supposed to call that an Islamic victory? What?
It's all very confusing to me, Mark. The idea that Islam is now help me understand this. Muslim is the same as Islam, or Islam is like the radical Muslims?
No. Okay. If you cared about radical Muslims, you wouldn't be talking about this mosque.
Where are we live here in Keene, New Hampshire. Have you seen any mosques being built around here?
No. There's a synagogue outside of town.
Have the churches of America been losing membership to
the Muslims are running around blowing up churches.
What? Where does he get this from? Terrorist money? As though it's any of your business where they get their money from. It's not my business where you get your money from either. How come people can't just have privacy when it comes to their finances?
Open up your books.
No. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If you've taken the drug Reglan, this message is for you.
If you or a family member has taken the drug Reglan and have been diagnosed with tardive dyskinesia, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
I'm attorney Bob Goldwater. If you or a loved one has taken Reglan and now have tardive dyskinesia, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you've taken the drug Reglan and have been diagnosed with tardive dyskinesia, call 1-800-272-2300. That's 1-800-272-2300. 1-800-272-2300.
This is an attorney advertisement. The Goldwater Law Firm is located at 15849 North 71st Street in Scottsdale, Arizona. We are licensed to practice law only in Arizona, but we associate with other attorneys throughout the country. While we maintain joint responsibility, cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Free background information is available upon request. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome. Not available in all states.
That's 1-800-272-2300.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the features there include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKIwiki.freetalklive.com. You can get over there. You can edit virtually anything you see there. In fact, the entire website allows you to have a significant amount of control over the content. If you go to freetalklive.com, just on the main page, and you look at the different items that are there in the main column of the page, those were all created by listeners like you. So when you see something online that you think is pretty cool, you just put it on our site, and then other listeners vote on it and whether they like it or dislike it, and then the most liked make it to the front page, meaning we're more likely to talk about it. See it and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs and defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. It was created by a doctor of jurisprudence, and it's so easy the average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I've taken the course, and I recommend it, jurisdictionary.com.
So we're going to continue with the calls here in a moment, but I just want to clarify something, Mark. Right before we went to break, I asked about, you know, when people say Islam, do they mean the radical Muslims, or do they just mean regular Muslims? And you said they're talking about just regular Muslims, because sometimes people will
Islam's say, a religion.
Sometimes people will say, they'll put the word radical in front of it, right?
Yes.
And it seems like that's gone away. Like, everybody's just now saying it's Muslims that are just bad. Muslims are bad. It's not the radical ones that are bad. It's the Muslims that are bad.
Right, because this mosque is basically just a sort of the middle-of-the-road mosque. This isn't going to be one of those hearts of despotism. Not that you know for certain. It could all this crap that the conservatives are dishing out to these people that simply want to build their little funny church. Yeah, it may radicalize them. Maybe they'll hate white Christian Americans after this is all over.
Because they felt that they were hated by them?
Yeah, I mean,
perhaps.
You know, I mean, what makes people hate?
Hate. My point being that it seems like people are just besmirching all Muslims now as though they're all a bunch of terrorists. and I think it's absolutely ludicrous. I think that there are people within the Christian religion that are pretty radical, violent or violence-oriented so-called Christians. I think that's a bit, you know, contradictory, personally, because that's not certainly not what Jesus taught.
It's common.
It is common. And the Muslims that I have talked to, the Muslims we've spoken with on this program and in real life, have not been violent people. They've been people that believe in peace. So the idea of just painting them all with this brush of being radical terrorists is, well, it makes it so people don't have to think, right? It makes it so people can just, oh, you're a Muslim, huh?
Right. And I think that this is the ultimate distraction. You know, here you have the economy is it's in the pooper. And, you know, all the conservatives want to talk about, and even the liberals, anyway, all the talk radio wants to talk about is this mosque.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Harry, listening to KBKW in Washington. Hello, Harry.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm listening to this, and, you know, you guys are talking about tolerance, but when you look at the history of the Muslim world, whether it is Zoroastrians or any minorities that were in the Muslim world, basically have to leave. It's majority just Muslim. It tells me that there is a level of intolerance inherent in those societies.
I agree. I absolutely agree. The Muslim religion is a bunch of intolerant people. A great deal of them are very intolerant, especially against gays, and they're not real
so
fond
are Christians.
Of, yeah, well, it certainly happens, but intolerance does indeed breed intolerance. So my question is, by being intolerant of the Muslims, are we going to breed more intolerance, or are we going to finally teach them a lesson? Is this the level of intolerance that will teach them a lesson?
Well, the thing is, whether it is a victory mosque or not, because if you take a look at the history, whether it is in Israel or it is in India or wherever, you see there have been historical places that belong to other religions have been taken over and mosques have been built.
But the history is the history of mankind is filled with violence and intolerance, not just Muslims, but I mean, there are all kinds of holy wars and Christians that have attacked people, and the Christians now are, you know, warring over in Iraq and Afghanistan. So the history of human beings is a violent, intolerant
Many
history.
Many churches are built on pagan, you know, spots and all that kind of thing.
Wouldn't it make more sense?
I come from a Hindu and Buddhist background, and basically we don't have that history. We don't even convert.
So what kind of violence, as a Buddhist, what kind of violence are you willing to use in order to stop these Muslims?
No, I'm not willing to use violence.
Okay.
I'm not. I shun
you know,
violence.
Do you understand the government is violence? Do you understand that the use of government is violence? Do you vote?
But however, being the recipient historically for a very long time, whether it is in Afghanistan with those statues, or total intolerance of Sikhs in Afghanistan, they had to walk, you know. But there is an element of Islam. I'm not saying all Muslims. I grew up with Muslims. I had roommates in college here who were Muslims. In fact, they would take me in till I got into the, you know, the. As you want to get into their inner group, you are outsider. Bottom line is that's how I felt. And that isn't here. University is here. And my roommate was a Muslim guy who was also of a faith that was not tolerated in Iran. They had to move out of there. In fact, their leader is in France, Aga Khan. So, you know, it is not just about...
But what does it matter how intolerant they are? Should they be able to build their mosque?
You have to take a look at why they're building it. Who is funding
it? I don't care
it.
Why they're building it. I don't care who's involved. Should they be able to build their mosque?
If the money is coming from terrorists, it is funded by terrorists for victory, no.
So you believe everybody...
Are you saying that anybody who builds a building needs to open up their books and show you every dollar where it came from?
We do that anyway right now.
No, I don't think we do.
Money.
No, we
yes,
do
we
not.
Do.
I built a house. Nobody asked me where my money came from.
Well, when I sent some money to my brother in Canada, I had to declare it was more than $10,000. Why I'm sending it?
Do you think
you're crossing international borders? I'm not saying you shouldn't be free to send money to your brother, but that doesn't make it right that you had to declare it.
Yeah, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Again, the old excuse of, well, we're being oppressed now, so let's just oppress people even further.
Well, the suggestion that this might be terrorist money means that you have to make it an investigation. To investigate, you have to have these people open up their books. And my question question to all the people that say, this is terrorist money, is, are you willing to open up your books to the government and show them all your receipts when you're ready to build something the next time? Is that fair? It doesn't seem – I'm just not interested in doing that. I don't think the government needs to know that information.
That doesn't sound very free to me,
right.
Having to show some authority, some man with a gun, where you got your money. Who cares? I don't care.
They got questions.
We
got questions. What about this, Mr. Edge, Mr. Freeman? Where did this money come here from? This doesn't look exactly right. And then you've got to go, run around and jump through some more hoops.
Let's go.
Hey, look, it's the hoops that are the problem.
Yeah. Let's talk to Charles in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Hello, Charles.
Hey, good talking to you. Hey, like your show, guys.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Biggest concern is, I've been listening and liking everything you guys say, but they keep steering this off in the direction of this is terrorist money. I really could give a rat's backside whose money is. The issue that, 3,000 folks, basically 2,500 were killed there and several more were killed, 600 more killed in other places by the more radical of the Islamic folks. The choice of location is the issue. Freedom of religion is fine with me. My issue is there could be a better location. This is in poor taste.
Well, how far, this is my question, is how far is good taste? It's two blocks away. People have made it seem like they're building it right there. It's going to be the Freedom Tower is now going to have a minaret on the top or whatever. which is a bunch of demagoguing, lies is what we call that in real life. And how far does good taste stretch? Because this is two blocks away. So is good taste 100 yards? Is it 1,000 yards? Is it a square mile? I mean, exactly how far is good taste? In your mind, Charles, what was really attacked here?
New York don't like it.
New Yorkers are fine with it. That's why their government approved it.
They don't like it.
Who's they?
I don't like it. Most of America doesn't like it.
You cannot speak for New Yorkers. You can speak for yourself, Charles.
In New York City.
Charles, you can speak for yourself, not most Americans.
Oh, we're getting an answer out, Charles, hopefully. Hang on, we'll bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. How far away is it okay to build a mosque from Ground Zero? It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush. Millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. Now, if you want to help support the show, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. And head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options. You'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, as well as the podcast, that is, minus the usual podcast commercials. See that and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the mosque thing, but it's going to be a perspective that, if you're just tuning in, you've certainly not heard anywhere else on talk radio. At least I don't think, because it seems like everybody's all up in arms about this. And I would say, what's the big deal? Who cares what people build on their own property? Let them build whatever they want. Don't you want the freedom to build what you want on your property? If you do, then you need to let other people be free to build what they want on their property, as long as it's not somehow infringing upon your property. You know, I can't build something that takes up a portion of your property without your permission for it first. But they're not doing that. They're building on their own property, and it's their deal. Well, who cares? Well, some people are saying that it's in Charles, I think, is still with us in Myrtle Beach. Charles, you're saying that it's wrong for them to build this so close to
ground. I actually don't think it's wrong. I think my words were in poor taste. A friend of mine, Jay Hickman, was a comedian. He died about 10 years ago, and he had a joke he used to tell that went like this. Asked, where would you like to be in case of a nuclear attack? And he said, any place I could say, what the hell was that? And that's kind of the way I feel about this. There is a better place. There's already 100 mosques there. 70% of the people in New York don't want it. That's important.
It
and down here
matter.
In South Carolina, if you
Want it? I mean, what does it matter what the majority wants? Isn't this supposed to be a free country where
right.
people can do
a majority
what they...
of people in South Carolina?
It's actually called a constitutional democracy, and what is right is right. But the imam himself said the reason they're going to build that big 13-story mosque there is because it's in close proximity, and they want to make things better by building a mosque close by. So how close is close? That's exactly where they want to build it.
I don't understand why it matters to you what their reasons are or what they want to do. What do you care, man? Why don't you just leave people alone?
I'm not bothering them. They're bothering me. And that's the whole point, is the fact that my friends who have died, I was in a room with a girl whose brother was in the building when it fell. And once she found out it fell, I just left a meeting, and she was distraught. Now they're going to build this here, and it comes down to the fact that if you go back and research history, every time the Muslim Islamic group do this, They're always going out there and building a mosque on this site or that site.
Sir, that is a trophy
for it. I don't think that we need a trophy built right
are
next.
Are all Christians the same?
No, neither
are
all Hindus, Muslims, or even American Indians.
Why are you putting all Muslims together in the same group? You just used
the
Muslim group.
I did not. You said not to use the word radical Islamic, but I have to remember, and I've got tapes of it, when this bomb went off, no matter where you were in the world, they showed Pakistani Muslims clapping and having fun. They showed people in bars in New York who were Muslims clapping and excited about this happening. So I don't know where you get off on this one simple term of just the radical Islamics. Every one of them was happy about it because it was a victory.
Every Muslim, huh? Every Muslim.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think every Christian is behind me either, do you?
Huh?
I don't think every Christian is backing what I'm saying either. So not everyone. But this Christian is not happy with it.
So great. So your opinion should matter about what someone is doing with your private property.
You actually asked for my opinion. That's why I called
you.
And then there's another little joke I'll tell you about. It went like this. Gallagher said, how can I flunk my opinion? You asked for it. I gave it to you. And
that's
there's a thousand
fine.
More
I didn't
like
ask
it.
For your opinion. Now I'm asking you
well, I
why
think the
you
original
think...
question really was, if
Good
you believe
point.
In property rights, how can you jibe the idea that you don't
you
want...
You don't believe. He doesn't you... believe in property rights.
Right. I understand.
Well, absolutely, I do. I'm in real estate.
You believe that
years.
A majority
you
of people...
You cannot build a
Wait. You got to demagogue and grandstand for a little while. And let me
go
for a second. You believe that a democratic amount of people in a given area, 51% of people should be able to tell 49% of people how they're going to live and what they're going to build on their property.
No, I never said that.
You said 70% of New Yorkers don't want it, as if that matters.
No, I said we're a constitutional republic, and what's right is right, no matter whether one likes it or 100 like it. It still comes down to whether it should be done.
Right. What's right is right, and what should be done on their property is what they want.
So would you allow them to do it then, if you were...
No, I certainly would not.
Okay.
Then you don't believe in people having property rights.
No, I do. I have property. I believe that there are places to build them. You wouldn't build a hog farm in the middle of Dallas. And I don't think
because it would be
there
because it wouldn't be cost effective to build a hog farm in the middle of Dallas.
And I don't think it's cost effective to put a temple right in the middle of New York.
But there's churches.
There's a better
place
for it. There's probably cheaper land. Wouldn't you agree?
All over New York.
Thanks for the call, Charles. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Sure, it's cheaper to build your mosque in the middle of Utah, out in the desert. Of course it's cheaper, but nobody's going to come. You need places of worship where there are people. And there are 17 million people in the metro of New York City.
I don't think he even... people like in Charles's position cannot see the inconsistency in their position. Oh, yeah, I believe in property rights for my property.
My property and people like me.
Yeah, that's right. We should be able to do whatever the F we want because we're in a majority. Property rights. Rights for the majority, right? Is that the deal?
Because you're always in the minority sometimes, you know? I used to live one zip code away from Longboat Key there, one of the richest zip codes in America. Mm-hmm. And you've got to tell them, you've got to tell their little city council, their little city government, if you want to paint your house chartreuse. And they're going to say, no, that's not one of the approved colors.
Well, how outraged are conservatives when some homeowners association says you can't wave the American flag out front of your house, right?
Right.
Something like
then
that.
It's awful. Yeah, in America, you can't wave a flag. Well, if these people bought in a community where they're not allowed to have flags, they signed a piece of paper that said no flags.
So, I mean, conservatives have been outraged about so-called property rights in the past, but when it's somebody that's doing something they don't like, then property rights are thrown right out the window. And you're
that's because conservatives, in fact, have their nationalism and their religion collapsed together. They believe that God and Jesus ordained America as the number one place on the planet and the number one religion. It's all wrapped up together, and the rest of them have to kiss our foot because we're in charge. We got the biggest bombs ever.
Let's talk to Andy in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Andy, hello there. Andy in Canada.
Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Okay, about this mosque thing. The powers that be just are trying to pit everybody against each other. I wish everyone would get along.
I heard that, man. And getting along would require other people to allow people to do what they want.
Respecting people's property.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Seems simple. Thanks for the thoughts. Anything else?
And the reason I say this is my mother, I'm 44 years old, my mother told me when I was a little kid that it's not what the people's color of their skin, their blood's all red.
Thank
Why don't we all just get along, folks?
Thank you, Andy. What wise words. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231.
It's true, but it's true, and it's a little too simple. And here's the reason. Because it would take forgiveness.
Mm.
Nobody wants to forgive. The people in America say, some people in America say,
I will. I'll forgive all of our intolerant callers tonight.
Some people in America say something like, well, what about those 3,000 people who died on 9/11? Well, the Muslims were dancing around and they were happy. That's wrong and bad. I won't forgive that. Well, the Muslims that were dancing around or whatever, they say, well, we're happy because the Americans have been supporting their government, which has been in the Middle East, killing people for decades. Putting propping up despotic leaders, kings, sheiks, all in the name of oil. They don't care about the little guy. They only care about them getting oil and propping up these despots. Well, of course those people are upset. That doesn't make it right. It just makes it understandable. What you need to get along is forgive. Both Muslims, Christians, Americans, Middle Easterners, everybody needs to forgive.
Forgiveness? What is that, like the teachings of Jesus or something? Isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Christians could learn a little from their God.
Yeah, for all the time these Christians spend sitting in their church pews, you'd think they would know some of the basic tenets of their religion. Basic tenets! Look, I was a Christian for a little while of my life, and then when I was a teenager, I became an atheist, and now I'm a panentheist because I moved away from that. But even I understand the basic teachings of what Jesus said, and there was some good stuff in there.
There's some really good stuff in there. That's the reason it's held throughout the centuries. But
turn
unfortunately,
the other cheek.
It's
forgiveness.
Really, it's really just become a religion to subjugate the masses, to tell them, hey, look, you got to do what the government says. And
love thy neighbor. Yeah. Love thy enemy. Right?
Love thy enemy unless we don't agree with him.
And then, bomb them all, the kingdom come!
Yeah. Jesus says...
Round them up! When are we going to get the caller who's going to... Because it's been a while since we've had the caller who said, you know what I think about them Muslims? We need to round them all up, put them into camps.
Yeah, well,
come on.
Jesus
you know
said,
you believe that too, right?
If you love your friends and hate your enemies, then you're no better than the heathens.
Who would Jesus have put in a camp? That's what I'd like to know. Who would Jesus have sentenced to death?
Who would Jesus tell that they couldn't build a house of worship on their property?
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Hour 2's coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.